To people who work at the intersection of technology and community development, Burlington Telecom is one of the city's greatest assets. And that's not just the state-of-the-art gigabit connection. It's because the city-owned telecom prioritizes community over profits. The community groups are worried that a new financing deal, which sets up Burlington Telecom to be sold to a private party in 3 or 4 years, could do away with that community attitude. Lauren Glenn Davidian is the executive director of the Center for Media and Democracy, which operates a local public access station. She says BT's community philosophy has been vital to local groups in a way it wouldn't be if it were owned by, say, Comcast.
It's a completely different mindset. And so the community access people and the community media people and the community organizations have benefited immensely from being part of a locally owned, high-quality fiber network.
Bradley Holt works for a local technology company and is part of a number of community projects that use BT's network for civic engagement. One of those projects is the Civic Cloud, a public cloud computing platform that gives local groups access to a high-tech system they might not otherwise be able to afford. He says ownership from a profit-first company could hurt those efforts.
Innovative projects, things like the Civic Cloud that are really trying something new with the network, I think those would probably be completely unworkable. I think that would be very unlikely to continue to see new innovative things like that.
The basic reason for that, he says, is that the broadband industry profits most off of the very thing BT lacks: limited bandwidth.
The telecom industry in general is one of that profits off of scarcity, that profits off of having a limited resource to sell, and the network that we have here is an abundant network. So most telecoms in that scenario, their business models would lead them to artificially making artificial scarcity around that resource.
City officials say they can't hold on to Burlington Telecom anymore. A settlement with Citibank, which sued to recover losses when BT stopped paying its bills, means the company needs to come up with $10 million quickly. A deal with local businessman Trey Pecor and Merchants Bank provided a big chunk of that cash and kept Burlington taxpayers off the hook. Here's Mayor Moreau Weinberger announcing the deal this spring.
The goals were to protect Burlington taxpayers. The goals were to continue Burlington Telecom service. And the goals were to, as much as possible, achieve the original goals and the current economic development goals and community development goals for Burlington Telecom.
That deal calls for the telecom to be sold in 3 or 4 years. What Davidian, Holt, and others are worried about is how much the city and any potential buyer value that last goal, keeping BT focused on economic and community development. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.